So some strategies and language patterns, should they say, I want to think about it, or I want to talk with my spouse, my partner about this. So maybe something didn't go proper, maybe you had some interruptions or something happened that broke rapport or didn't ask all the questions, or maybe you did, but they just simply have this in their mind that they're going to think about it no matter what. They're not going to take action. Maybe they told their spouse or the partner, I'm going to go to this meeting, I'm going to talk to them, I'm not going to sign anything, I'll come back and talk to you about it, or I'm not going to take action at that point. So they may already have a certain mindset and outcome for that meeting. So if they say, I want to think about it, for example, let's start off with that. You say, okay, there's a couple things you can do. One, say, okay, sure, I'll stand over here, I'll be over in the corner while you think about it, is one. And then let them think about it and come back. And that does work sometimes. Okay, I'm okay with it. The other is to ask them. If they say, no, I want to think about it. I want to sleep on it. Okay, sure. So just so I understand, maybe give you some clarity. What is it that you want to think about? Is there something I can clarify so that when you think about it, it's more understandable, it makes sense to you. Maybe I didn't cover something well enough. They may say, yeah, I'm just thinking about whatever they come up with. Or they may say, no, I just want to think about it, talk it over with my spouse. All right, sure. And now what you want to do is give a suggestion, a post-suggestion. It's almost also referred to as a post-hypnotic suggestion. And what you do is when they say, I'm going to, and you've said, okay, I'll walk over here. They said, no, I'm going to sleep on it. Okay, what do you want to think about it? They say, okay, I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to think about it. So now you just close it off by giving a suggestion what you want them to think. Continue that priming. And you can say something like, okay, well, I understand. I want you to sleep on it because I want you, now you give the suggestion because I want you to wake up tomorrow. And then you use your voice of authority, the subconscious suggestions or the commands. Yes, because I want you to sleep peacefully and wake up tomorrow feeling confident, feeling excited that this is for you, that this will help you sleep peacefully and protect your family, that this is the right thing to do. So you tell them what to think about when they wake up. And you can add in another suggestion if they have kids, or maybe they don't, they just have a spouse. And also, every time you see your kids, I want you to know you have now a policy that you can protect them and make sure that if anything happens to you or your wife or both of you, they will be taken care of. No, if they don't have kids, say after you wake up, you're going to feel this excited. And every time you see your wife, I want you to have this inner smile that you now have something, a policy, retirement plan that will take care of her. And I'm sure she'll love that. So how they're going to feel when they wake up, and then when they see their kids or their spouse, the wife or the husband, whoever you're talking to. So that way, when they wake up, they're going to feel a certain way. Then throughout the day, throughout the days, then they will be reminded at times of protection and feeling good about that. And it ultimately, what you also want to do then is set up a follow-up time. You don't want to leave it out in the open to say, okay, go sleep on it and call me when you can, or I'll call you. Say, okay, I'll call you tomorrow at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever it is, to check how you're doing, answer any questions, and find out if there's anything I can answer, or to take care of the paperwork. So set a time as a professional so they are prepared and they know there's going to be a time limit. They may say, no, give me a couple of days, or I'll call you. Okay, if I don't hear from you in a couple of days, then I'll check back with you to make sure. So if they say, I'll call you, just say, I'll check back if I don't hear from you, just to make sure everything's okay. So that can help. Ultimately, you want them to say yes at the moment. If not, you follow up and give some suggestions. This will work in many cases. In some cases, something may have happened or something might have been triggered to where they're not going to take action, or they're just trying to get out of the conversation. Don't be needy. Be the prize and project that, as we talked about earlier. So now, what do they say they want to talk with their spouse about it? So you now role play with them. A couple of things you want to do is have them rehearse with you. And you can say, sure, yeah, that's great. So what will you tell your spouse? If it's the husband, he'll say, well, I'll tell her this is something we need for our family. And how will you say it? So, well, pretend I'm your wife or I'm your husband, whoever. Pretend I'm your wife. What would you tell me? Well, we have kids. We need to be protected. I want you to be protected. So when they're rehearsing it, they're then saying it out loud. So they're taking ownership and they're practicing how to say it. And then you can give them some other advice. And the advice is, so also you may want to ask your wife if that's important to her or him, having this kind of protection. She may say, is it in the budget? And you can tell her about other people that have had that as a thought. And life happens, so you want to be prepared and protected. So role play, and then have them and give them some ideas to ask them, is that important to you, or what's important to you about our family being protected and you being protected? If something would happen to me or something that we need, maybe some money for the kids' college funds and blend it into a retirement plan. So rehearse and empower them. And that's helping you with these certain type of typical concerns or objections. Main thing again is come across with confidence. You are the prize. Don't come across needy to try to tie them down. Just come across as you have something of value, and they will start to be more magnetically drawn into it. And now that you know a lot of information about what's driving them, what will motivate them, the subconscious motivational drivers, when you follow up with an email, you can add that into the email, towards a way or procedures or not, or the criteria of why the policy or retirement plan is important to them. You now can add those little golden nuggets of subconscious motivational drivers into your messages, both voicemail or emails, which will keep them magnetically drawn in and emotionally charged to really thinking about it with eyes and ears of this is something I really need, something I'm going to take action. So be in your zone, have fun with that, and watch the magic happen, as I always say. To your success, thank you. Bye now.